This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I feel great. Very excited to start with new leadership on the council. We have a new administration in the mayor's office and looking very forward to be part of the leadership team on the Buffalo Common Council.
How important was it to have your mother swear you in?
It was great to have my mom swear me in. It was very touching to have my mom swear me in.
What are your priorities as council president moving forward now?
So one thing is we're going to work the new leadership on the Common Council. We're going to be working with all of each other, talk to all the different council members, what different priorities that we have, and then also working with the new administration, what their priorities are, where we align, what we can work on together, what we can collaborate, and then, of course, always what we can do for the residents of the City of Buffalo who we serve on a daily basis.
You mentioned the word transparency. Mayor Ryan mentioned the word transparency. How important is it to everybody in Buffalo to hear that word, not only hear it, but see it?
Yeah, I think it's very important, especially like all of the, in terms of transparency, even with the council meetings we have the agendas and stuff are online. We want to try to improve that, see if we can improve any items to make it easier for the city website, city meetings, contacting city officials, anything to make that more accessible and an easier process for residents is something that we'd certainly like to look at. So I have been on the council. This is for 10 years now, and I had some great conversations with my colleagues, and we were talking about what new leadership would look like, and I'm fortunate that my colleagues unanimously supported me, and I look forward to working with them in leadership and all of my colleagues on the Common Council.
Council members that were here a long time should have known about the financial distress that's going on in the city. How do you respond?
If you can just start from the beginning, I didn't hear that.
Council members that have been here a long time like yourself, how do you not take some of the blame for the financial stress that's been on the city?
Yeah, so out of the council members, the 9 council members that we have, I think the longest serving one has been 20 years, and we have 2 members that have been here for 2 years. And we need to work together. We need to work with the new administration. We need to address fiscal issues. We need to work on other things together and just keep moving the city forward and work on coming up with solutions.
Well, this is a day where everybody is saying we'll work together. Let's face it, government isn't perfect. There can be friction, especially in dealing with funding issues. We just heard your majority leader say we're going to be independent. Would you stress that message as well to the incoming Ryan administration?
Yeah, so I think it's important to have the separation between the administration and the council. We're two different bodies. We are an independent body from the mayor. However, I think it's important to have communication with their office and work together on items that where everything's aligned and we're working together on.
In your dealings with Mayor Ryan, though, do you feel that you can overcome that friction? Because it's bound to come up. There's bound to be funding issues or questions that come up.
Yeah, so I think to date, the administration has done a good job in reaching out to the council members, setting up meetings with us to talk about different initiatives that they may have, to introduce the council members to the commissioners that they were proposing to have, and it's been off to a good start.
And you feel this is definitely a departure from what you saw with the previous administration? Not Mayor Scanlon, but Mayor Brown.
I know with Mayor Brown, his team did try to work with the council, and I know there were certainly times of friction, but I plan on working together with the new administration and my colleagues as well.
What are you, obviously, budget notwithstanding, what are some of the other issues that need to be addressed, including getting everybody's swagger and confidence back in the city of Buffalo?
Yeah, so there's a number of things that we need to address, and with the city council, each one of us represent 1/9 of the city, and the issues and priorities for each district is very different. So in the Delaware district, we have two of the best commercial strips in the city with Hurdle and Elmwood, but we have, you know, downtown, the council members that represent downtown, one of their biggest priorities is bringing more people downtown. So it's really district dependent, but we will all work together and work with each other for what's important in their districts and what's important for the city as a whole.
Because Mike Schatzo, who owns ABV, said one of the reasons he's closing is because people don't want to come into Buffalo to go to restaurants. What's your sense of that?
Well, I like to go to that restaurant. They have great burgers there. But I think it's definitely important. We want more people here. We want more visitors here. We want them supporting our local businesses. It's very important that we work with our local businesses, making it a very clear process on what they need to do to get open. And we've helped businesses in the past, and that's something that we'll continue to do.
Thank you.
That's it? Okay.
What do you say? Seriously, though, what do you say about ABV closing?
I mean, it's sad to see ABV closing. The operator, Mike Schatzel, has many restaurants in the city of Buffalo that are great, institutions like Kohl's. Definitely sad to see it close, but hopefully. We have worked with him in the past on different small business related items, but certainly I'm sure the new administration and the city council will do anything that we can to help with small businesses.
Should that be a priority for this administration and your role as council president?
Yeah, absolutely. So it should be a priority to help the small businesses because they're the lifeblood of our community. You know, most of the small business owners live right here in the city. They're our neighbors that have these establishments, and it has such an impact, not just on the business that's open, but the other ones that are around there in our art and cultural institutions. So we want to keep people coming to our vibrant commercial strips that has all the small businesses because it just helps everyone in the city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.